and we shall leave traces dictated by our spirit, and we shall make sure that these traces are indelible. And until we have to construct, we shall be glad, and thus we shall not use up our chances. And we shall try to deviate from any type of political form applied onto us until our form will be accepted. And our only advantage can be by taking an independent distance by our source of dependency, as there might be a tendency of losing one's status, there's also a counter tendency of regaining it. And what is the point of leaving nature by itself when humans could actually exalt its beauty by seconding it? And is one to accept the shock of settling into a culture or keep moving through culture without never settling? And one should rather appreciate all that nature has to offer rather than possess a portion of it and never enjoy it. And one may own a lot of body, but what can that amount if there is a little soul to it? And what we conceive as normality is just the product of our bourgeois way of thinking and may in fact have no meaning. And when our talent can no longer mature, we become desperate and ready to throw it all away. And one ought to be carrying a cross in order to feel the gravity of our existence. And are we always to put up new experiments in order to renew life and always disregard older ones? And as technology irremediably progresses itself, we are forced to go bigger and smaller at the same time. And how physically light things may seem at first, and how psychologically heavy they turn out to be. And the only authentic work will be the one coming from a genuine passion. And any matrimonial engagement with society will in the long run drift us away from a spiritual engagement with ourselves. And by thoroughly cultivating our existential passion, we may be sure that all the rest will be taken care of. And rather than messing up with communal gatherings, separations may in fact hire the quality of our outputs. And we waste our energies investing on external things when all we need to invest is based on our interiority. And are we to increase our worries only because we cannot settle our sense of pride? And we shall be driven by mysticism in order to render what only our heart can render. And as we destroy something, we inevitably assimilate it, and as we recreate it, we lose it. And we either plan how to progress in our expansion, or we are doomed to self-destruction. And it is in what remains that we are to take the most advantage to regain our spirituality. and we shall learn to possess with our irrational senses and stop to attempt to possess with our rational minds. And as soon as we get a bit lost, a whole new world opens up for us. And as soon as the communication with our nature ceases, every meaning is doomed to dissipate, rootless. And as soon as we are uprooted from our peaceful sedentarity, we will be forever wandering to root again with our anxieties. And melancholy is the honey sweetening our too embittered heart. Like a vortex, one is drawn to follow what his destiny pushes him to follow. And as we rip ourselves off our dependencies, we are pervaded with a new spirit until new and stronger dependencies arises. And no matter our hypocrisies, we should always try to listen to our senses before any decision. And we destroy our chances to build something original by hastening to fill it up with copies. And it is only by means of a certain privation that we can start to enjoy the simplicity of things. And it is by letting life take its course then we can at times make the best of catches. And it is only through our devotion that we can determine the quality of our achievements. It is only when the circumstances forces us that we are to make the best of all discoveries. And we ought to dare to march through all circumstances in order to gain further insight to our spirit. And one ought to be carrying a personal drama in order to have the right sensibility to ponder the human drama. And the aimless wandering can be far more fruitful than our specific explorations of the particular. And while our solitary possessions anger us, our melancholic being sweeten our soul. And we'll be never able to conceive anything grand in a context of much small thinking. And once the material values take completely over the immaterial ones, we are left with the ascetic option. And it is a matter of filling our lives with meanings that makes it worth living. And any representation is always an amplification of the self for the good or the bad. And we are to quickly lose all our ties unless they are anchored to a nature where the artificial is still a tool and not the message. And we ourselves are able to enrich our lives with meanings based on how we structure a recipient for them. And we carefully unfold our destiny, knowing the tragic end of many other destinies. And we should keep the door open, knowing that what we find essential today, we might no longer find it tomorrow. and we can always postpone our decision until the new day will make our head clearer. And what we might find suitable in our domain may be completely unsuitable in other domains. And if there is a difference, we might be included as well as quickly excluded from a society. And at the very end, our most inner attraction will be for the most dramatic. And if we want to provide a model for a society that lacks any spiritual models, we shall not be afraid of death. And how inevitable is for us to walk the road of yesterday and of our fathers. And it is the identical reproduction without any form of variation that is most disorienting for our senses. And if after much testing of the field we decide to go for it, we should do it all the way and without hesitation. And it is in a natural maturation that we are able to learn and not in a sudden change or in stagnation. And the more a society becomes active, the more its individuals becomes passive and vice versa.